Although the Americans with Disabilities Act requires that public institutions make accommodations for people, students in STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics still feel like they are being pushed out. WXXI's Veronica Volk has this story.
Lutitia Doucette always knew she wanted to be a scientist, even if no one else thought she could do it.
I was very much discouraged from going into the sciences. People were like, well, don't you want to be a teacher?
Doucette pursued her love of science and eventually found herself at Rochester Institute of Technology, majoring in bioinformatics. But it wasn't easy. Because she uses a wheelchair, Doucette needed special equipment to do her experiments in a lab. The process of attaining that equipment ended up prolonging her college career.
That took, 3 years. So instead of graduating in 3 or 4 years, it took me 7 years to graduate.
Doucette also studied at other colleges and did work in graduate programs at a different university. Every experience, she says, there was a challenge just to be able to do the coursework, from physical barriers like step entrances into controlled laboratory environments to social barriers like classrooms that could only be entered through backdoor service elevators.
You'd think, like, with the Americans with Disabilities Act and all this great stuff, that I would not have encountered any of that. But no, it was like barrier after barrier after barrier.
Under the ADA, universities are required to provide reasonable accommodations for students with disabilities to access their programs. Susan Ackerman is the disabilities coordinator at RIT.
RIT and other colleges understand that it's the law to make accommodations, and they do it.
Ackerman says RIT, like any college, has financial limitations. Often, they have to get creative with their approaches to accessibility. But she says she has never encountered a situation where she thought the law didn't go far enough.
This type of office in a university is to make sure that people aren't discriminated against due to their disability. So the law, at least right now, is written pretty clearly about that.
But Doucette says the extra time and effort it took her to get a degree is by its nature discrimination. And where you come down on this has a lot to do with how you define accessibility.
Some universities interpret it in a narrow way.
This is Ed Steinfield. He's the director for the Center for Inclusive Design and Environmental Access. He says accessibility is not just about physical space and building ramps and wide doorways. It's about making a place where all people feel welcome and involved.
Ultimately, it requires a university to have a culture of inclusion, and then they have to think inclusion not just being about gender and about LGBT issues and about minority issues, but also about disability.
Students with disabilities enter STEM education tracks at about the same rate as their peers without disabilities, but they graduate at much lower rates. One study from the National Center for Institutional Diversity points out that only 2% of students with disabilities in STEM pursue a PhD. Doucette did not pursue her PhD because she did not feel included.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there room for radical Black queers who are kind of femme in science? Like, at that point, I was just tired of constantly fighting for accommodations.
Today, Doucette still works in science. She's with the City of Rochester's Office of Innovation, working with a team of people who use data analysis to tackle some of the city's biggest problems, like poverty, public health, and access. Veronica Volk, WXXI News.